In the world we live in today, there is such a fight going on for what is on the landscape of our lives. The more walls and obstructions we allow to block our frame of reference, the easier it is to have a confused horizon and difficult to keep a righteous perspective. Leonardo da Vinci said, "Perspective is to painting what the bridle is to the horse and the rudder to a ship." Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, Messiah, the Christ of God, became our horizon and focal point. He is our new frame of reference, the righteous bridle for our perspective. The closer he gets to all things, the more all things become like him. John 1:16-17. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus had some guys he hung out with. Early on in Matthew 5, they are referred to as disciples, and by Matthew 10, they are called apostles. God didn't stand over them and hold himself aloof and untouchable. He was there, eye level with the world, and anyone who was willing to hold his gaze. Jesus and the guys went places together, sat and ate together, and had conversations late into the night. They were more than just at hand level, meaning they didn't hang out with Jesus for what they could get from him. They were more than just mouth level, meaning they didn't hang out with him for the cool stuff he said. Instead, it was a day-to-day eye level, meaning they hung out with God because of who he was. They went on camping trips, like in Luke 9 when they went out to a desert place, or in John 6 when it says they went up on a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. They even went on some short-term mission trips, like in John 4, when they went to Samaria, and an entire town heard the gospel. God, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, was eye level with the stumbling, the floor sweepings of society, the distraught, wounded, sick, and dying. He even, are you ready? He even touched the diseased. It was against the rules for anyone to put their hand on a leper, but God touched a leper in Mark 1, verse 40. Jesus broke the rules and actually touched the very ones who were, according to society, below eye level or even below street level, maybe just gutter level. I find that the Lord addresses the motivations of our hearts, our attitudes and postures, far more than our actions, and getting eye level with the Lord is about motivations of our heart. I figure if we really want to know someone, we look into their eyes, hoping for a glimpse of character and intent. When Jesus got eye level with this world, he was pressing past all our external junk, all our agendas, all our props and poses to meet with us eye to eye, that we would encounter his face, that we would look into the eyes of God and see his true heart and get lost in the star systems and galaxies of who he is. I really believe something amazing happens when we have an encounter with God's presence. Now, don't you know, the Hebrew for presence literally means to encounter the face. It is a life-changing encounter, a world and destiny-changing event. Looking into the eyes of God means that we look into him and we can see his galaxies and planetary systems. Our faces identify us and reflect our attitudes, passions, and opinions, and I believe the Lord wants to be known by us, for we are the object of his affection. The Lord chose to come and be with us that we would know Him. So much of the world chooses to live below eye level with God. Below eye level is a place where there is always a short supply of passion, truth, and honesty. Less than eye to eye with the Lord, relationships seem to eventually lack persistence and solid content. But when He is the focal point of our horizon, and we take Him up on His offer of living at eye level with Him, it is amazing how life simply seems to roll smoothly together. In Mark 8, Jesus healed a blind man. Verse 25 says, that He put His hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. In the man's looking up, he looked into the face of Jesus. He got eye level with God, and in the moment, things changed forever. When he looked at the face of the Lord, in the instant, he was restored and, I like this phrase, he saw everyone clearly. Now, wouldn't you really, really like to have a big dose of seeing things clearly?